Hey, everybody. Welcome to Best Show Bests, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Best. Best Show, hi.
Hey, Tom, it's Julius in Newbridge Flats. How's it going?
Good, good. Doing all right. How are you?
I'm good. I'll tell you, I'd love to hear you do Cat People. That other thing you did was so good.
Cat People?
Yes.
The one when it was like...
It's real low.
Putting out the fire. That one?
Yeah. See these eyes so green.
Meow.
I could stare for 1,000 years.
That was, he had the range.
He did. Different version on the movie than was on Let's Dance.
Interesting.
A little tidbit.
Yeah, I guess they wanted to keep the soundtrack exclusive.
I guess so, yeah. Hey, speaking of music, I'd love to get your thoughts on the 2018 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees. Any thoughts?
Who do we have?
Well, it's like Bon Jovi.
He will definitely get in.
I think so. Kate Bush. I thought she was in already.
Oh, I wonder if she... I don't think she gets in.
I also thought the Cars were in.
They're not in. Well, they'll get in. That's a...
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Who else? Depeche Mode. Who do you think's going to be really uptight about that one?
About if Depeche Mode get in?
Yes.
Oh, I would say Sir Edward of Trunk.
That's right, yes.
Eddie Trunk.
What do you think he's going to say if they get in? And, like, at what, on a scale of 1 to 10, his anxiety, like his, oh!
It'll start at an 8.
Right.
He'll start at an 8, and he'll just keep peaking up to 10.
Right.
He'll go from 8 to 10, 8 to 10, over and over. And he'll just be like, look, if they want to put a band like Depeche Mode in, it's not rock. It's not rock. They're going to call it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's one thing. But it's not rock. That's synth pop. Put that in the synth pop Hall of Fame.
It's like I'm listening to it. All right, now, say Jon Bon Jovi gets in. How long until he mentions that he got a text from at least one of the band members when he's talking about
it? Oh, it's an instant.
The next day.
Instant.
Instantly.
He will walk us through their journey to the Hall of Fame
right.
More than they will. They're the ones getting in, and he seems to have more riding on it than them.
He does.
It's more important to him. Just talk to Dave Bryant from Bon Jovi. He's real pumped. Real pumped. And he's not sure if Richie's going to get up and do his song with the full band. They're still figuring out Richie. Richie said he would be up there to accept the award. Still hasn't said he'd perform with the band yet, but there's no way they don't perform.
Very hard-hitting stuff.
There's no way the whole band doesn't perform.
Yeah. We also got Dire Straits, who if I was a voting member, I couldn't vote for them because I have this thing where, remember the TV show Lou Grant?
Sure.
There was an episode once where there was an assailant in it, and it's played by who's the guy? Jonathan. He's on what do you call it? He's on Better Call Saul. What's his name?
Jonathan Banks.
What's his name?
Jonathan Banks.
Well, a young Jonathan Banks is the assailant in this episode of Lou Grant, and he looked a lot like Mark Knopfler back then.
Okay.
So I can't separate the two. Mark Knopfler is tainted.
Well, I feel like that might be your issue, Julie.
I don't think so. I know a lot of people that have it, too. I know Jan Wenner has it.
So you think a lot of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame voters are going to...
It's going to cost them big time.
It's going to impact their vote.
Yeah, I think what they're going to do is they're going to induct David Knopfler, John Ilsley, and Pick Withers, but not Mark.
Yeah, why would they? Why would they put in the voice and guitar and songwriter?
Not a big part of their sound, really.
Yeah. No, guitar has never been a big part of Dire Straits.
No. All right, we got Eurythmics, who I think fall under the Depeche Mode category. There's no guitar in there either.
I would bet they get in because Dave Stewart is so connected to
He's so
biz.
Tight in that world, like Jeff Lynn.
Yeah.
I don't like it. What else? Jay Giles Band.
They'll get in. That's
I think
a,
they will, too.
That's a shoo-in.
Jay Giles died, the guy.
Yeah, the guy died, so it would be Peter Wolf and Seth Justman and Magic Dick.
If you can pull the drummer's name out of your ass, I will forever be your fan.
I can't do it.
I can do it. Are you ready?
What is it?
Strapped in?
I'm ready.
He's a three-namer.
I can't do it.
Stephen Joe Blatt?
I couldn't. I would not have gotten that.
Yeah.
So.
We also got Judas Priest.
They'll get in.
I think they will, too. LL Cool J. I thought he was in, too, already.
How many people can get in? Is there a limit?
I don't know. I think it feels like it's usually like six or seven.
It feels like LL Cool J would get in.
I do, too. All right, here's the one that I'm surprised isn't in. And I think they've been up for it a lot. They've been nominated three other times. Guess.
That they've been nominated three other times.
Super influential.
MC5.
Yes.
They have not gotten in.
That's, which is weird because Dave Marsh. Was it Dave Marsh or John Landau produced one of their records? And John Landau, I think, is a co-owner of the Rock and Roll Hall. He's a co-owner of Rock and Roll at this point.
At this point, yes. He produced Back in the USA.
He did.
Their worst album.
The
album when their first album, they had songs where they're talking about high society and fighting everything, and then then the next album starts off. It's like a womp bump, a loo bump, a womp bump bump, tutti frutti, oh rude. Like, can you imagine if a band did that now?
They get laughed out of the room. Yeah. What's the song that has the sis boom ba in it? I don't like that one. Is that called High School?
High School, yeah.
I don't like it.
High School, rah rah rah. High School, sis boom ba. And what, is there one member of the MC5 still alive?
Let's see. I think Wayne's alive.
Wayne Kramer's alive.
I think one of the...
Rob Tyner is dead. Sonic Smith is dead.
I think Dennis Thompson might be alive.
I think Dennis Thompson's dead.
He's dead.
And I think...
It's just... Who's the bassist? It was Mort Sisley.
Mort Sisley.
I think that was
So Mort Sisley's going to get up there.
Yes.
And,
very
and
nimble
jam,
player.
Jam with LL Cool J.
Yes.
They'll be playing on Going Back to Cali and Mama Said Knock You Out.
Yep.
The Mort Sisley and...
on a cot. He's on a cot, laying there. He's not sitting, he's laying.
Yeah. And not for any reason other than he's just exhausted.
Yes. I got like seven more acts to name here.
All right, let's who?
The Meters, who I think will get in.
Okay.
They've been nominated four other times.
Okay.
A band I've never liked a thing by. You ready?
Who's that?
One of the biggest mustache bands of all time.
One of the biggest mustache bands?
Biggest mustache bands.
The Outlaws?
No. English Mustache.
English Mustache Band.
Mustache. I think they had a record called Mustaches and Turtlenecks.
The Moody Blues?
Yes, good one. Very good.
You don't like... Ride My Seesaw?
I hate it because I didn't know they were saying seesaw, and I thought, I don't know what they were saying.
Again, that's on you, Julius.
I'm legion. There are legions of me out here.
I worked like a dog for you. What about, I'm just a singer in a rock and roll band. Okay.
All right. What else? Radiohead.
Oh, that's the, they might as well show up. They might be, they're probably clearing the room out for the exhibit now.
Yeah.
For the Radiohead exhibit.
Rage Against the Machine.
Man, there's a lot of legit candidates this year.
Yeah. Rufus featuring Chaka Khan.
Yeah, I think they're going to watch Radiohead get in.
I think they are too. Nina Simone. I thought she was in already.
Yeah. I think her family is going to her family should wrap their heads around watching Johnny Greenwood hold up the whatever they hold, the trophy? What is it?
I don't know what they gave him.
Sister
Rosetta Tharpe, I think she'll get in.
Oh, okay. I'm sure. Oh, yeah, that's...
Link Ray, who I didn't think had... I know he did Rumble, and he's influential in that way.
I don't know.
You never know.
They're all going to have to watch Jay Giles get in, because that was... Go ahead. So who's finally?
These are nominees. These aren't in yet.
No. Yes. So who's finally?
The Zombies. They've been nominated three times before.
I don't know. It might not be the time of the season for them to get in.
I don't get it.
It's never mind.
Okay.
It's so yeah, I don't know. We'll have to find out. See what happens. It's pretty exciting.
It is. Hey, I don't know a lot about Star Wars, but I'm trying to impress this girl, you know, with like Star Wars knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Has that movie opened yet?
Not yet. The new one comes out in December.
Okay. I can't keep any of the characters straight. What is Boba Fett?
Who is Boba Fett?
Is it a thing or a per?
He's a person. He's a bounty hunter.
All right. What is Landau Calrissian?
That was a smuggler played by Billy Dee Williams.
All right.
We can't get past this thing. They're shooting too much at us.
I don't know what that is. What's Jango Fett?
Jango Fett was Boba Fett's father.
What is Wilhelm Tarkin?
I'm assuming, is that the proper name for Grand Moff Tarkin?
I don't know what any of it is. I lied and said I knew it all.
He was played by Peter Cushing in the first movie. He was the... Horror. You might have seen him in horror movies in the 60s with Christopher Lee.
How old do you think I am?
Well, these movies are just play. You can still see them. You don't have to be old to watch them.
Yes, you do. I thought you had to be a certain age to see old movies.
No, you don't.
Right?
No, anyone can watch them.
Oh, that's opened up a whole new avenue for me then. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah. Oh, how about the Red Sox getting knocked out?
That was a good game yesterday, too.
Yeah. The sad thing, I don't know if you know about this, but the Red Sox organist, he has to go back to jail now.
He has to go back to jail now?
Yes.
So, wait, he's on some sort of work release program?
Exactly, yeah. He's one of the most prolific jaywalkers in Massachusetts history.
Okay.
Very sick stuff.
So he finally got convicted.
He did. He doesn't even need to do it. He's addicted to it.
He's addicted to jaywalking.
Yeah, and you don't make money from it. It's weird.
From jaywalking?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know I don't know how you could monetize jaywalking.
I don't either.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, no!
What's that? What's wrong?
What? My car is gone!
Your car is gone?
Yes!
What are you looking for? You're looking out at it or where it would be? You're sure it's where you're sure you're looking at where you left it, that you didn't park it somewhere else?
Yes. I parked it right here in front of Majestic Meats. I just bopped in for like 5 minutes. Oh my God, no.
You're positive you didn't park it somewhere else?
No, I parked it right here. I took up my traditional 4 parking spaces.
4 spaces. How do you take up 4 spaces?
Because I need it.
Okay, but I'm wondering how you look. I'm sorry. Okay, well, Julius, calm down. Let's try to
calm down. Yeah. That pristine cherry red Lamborghini is my whole life. It's my whole identity.
With the cherry red, you're not the cherry red Lamborghini in Newbridge.
Yes,
you're not the cherry red Lamborghini guy.
Of course I am.
The guy that's been driving around Newbridge for like the last 20 years, always blasting the Fast Times soundtrack, Fast Times at Ridgemont High soundtrack.
Oh, you're a fan. I like it.
I'm not going to use, I think fan is very strong term for my opinion of you, but it's actually hard. It would be hard for anyone in town to not be aware of you or, you know, actually be aware of your car.
Right. Isn't that the greatest thing you've ever laid eyes on? And answer me this. One who sees my car.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
They'd be of the opinion that the person behind the wheel is of the highest stature, right? And definitely has a lot going on down there in the pants faucet area, right?
Well, I don't know if that's exactly the first place people would go in terms of thinking you're your stature is sky high. I don't know.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, I think people sometimes look at cars like that as being some sort of attempt to compensate.
Wait, what? No way!
Well, this can't be the first time you're hearing this.
It is.
Well, it's something people think that you guys will drive around in a super fancy car to try to make up for other shortcomings.
No, man, you got it all wrong.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I got it all wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know what to tell you. And Julius, if I even, I'm thinking about you, as long as I've seen you in town, I don't think I've ever even seen you out of your actual car.
Well, of course you haven't. I mean, that would be like seeing Superman without his red panty or Fonzie without that thin blue windbreaker.
Wait, or Fonzie without the thin blue windbreaker? Now, that was like the first season of Happy Days. Fonzie wore a thin windbreaker.
What?
And then they shifted from that point on to a leather jacket. That's what literally everybody knows Fonzie for.
Wait, a leather jacket like the aforementioned Judas Priest?
Yes, it would be like Fonzie was in Judas Priest.
What would that be like? Do Breaking the Law with Fonzie on lead vocals?
Breaking the law, breaking the law. He would hit the jukebox.
He would.
Like, I picture him going into Arnold's and then hitting.
Would he have the hat on, though, too? Like a little leather cap?
I don't know if he could pull that leather because he's so focused
on
his
hair. The hair is such a big deal.
Yeah, the hair is such a big deal. I think he'd go into Arnold's and he'd hit the jukebox with like, dun 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 dun, one life, I'm going to live it up. Right?
Hey, they'd say hey at some point, right?
Hey, you got another thing coming. Oh,
what if that was the name of the song? Hey, comma, you got another thing coming.
Yeah, hey, you got another thing coming. Hey, cool it.
I like it.
Yeah.
But you know, in all seriousness, I'm like a mysterious god that the people of Newbridge worship as I drive by blasting, you know, Boingo, Joe Walsh, the Go-Go's at top max volume. Pretty cool.
You're like a god.
Don't you think? Yeah. And the cool thing is no one really knows how tall I am or what my body type is. It's like I have a human head but a hot car for a body. I mean, if you think about it, it's pretty much every woman's fantasy, right?
No, that's not. I think you're off base on that every woman's fantasy is to see a car with a human head on top of it.
Like out
of the, I think it might be at the, you think it's at the top of the fantasy list. I think it would be at the bottom of the list.
No, classic literature is rife with this imagery, isn't it?
I mean, maybe the Transformers, I guess, is the closest thing I can think of.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of, what's the thing with, like a human head and a horse body? What's that?
The centaur?
Centaur, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, now this makes me rethink all this, because I feel like I misjudged it now. And maybe that's why women always run off when I pull up behind them at night and honk at them real loud.
Yeah, that might be why. There's probably a variety of reasons why they don't like when you pull up behind them and honk at them. Yeah.
No, that's probably the only reason.
No, I'm going to say that it's probably not the primary reason either. I'm going to say security and you being coming off like a threat might
be part of it. Well, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
This thing is a bigger disaster than I even let on originally, and
with your
I'll
car.
Tell you why.
Why?
Well, to top all this off, my pet lion was in the back seat of my car.
What's that?
My pet lion was in the back seat.
You have a pet lion?
I do, yes, yeah.
Okay.
His name is Lion Lion, which is great. It's a play on, you know, how President Trump had that fun nickname for Ted Cruz, Lion Ted Cruz.
Uh-huh.
My name is Lion, L-Y-I-N apostrophe L-I-O-N. But my lion doesn't really lie, you know, because he can't speak because he's an animal.
Yeah, yeah.
Not like those, you know, cartoon animals like Bugs Bunny or the Terminator.
Uh-huh. The Terminator?
Yes.
Which I don't think the Terminator was an animal.
Wasn't it?
Pretty positive the Terminator was not an animal.
I could Google that, but I don't want to.
If you decide that you want to,
I'll email you. Give me your email, and your real one, not this showbiz one you probably give out to the suckers.
No, I'm not gonna give. I'm not gonna. I don't have a real one, and I'm not gonna even give you any email account I have.
Well, that's mildly insulting. But I'll tell you, that's why I'm here at Majestic Meats. Lion Lion was very hungry, and I was buying 34 flank steaks for him to flagrantly devour while we watched that J.K. Simmons marathon that Showtime is running.
But the J.K. Simmons marathon is still on?
It's still on, right?
And that started, I think, like last Wednesday.
It was last Wednesday. And I'll tell you, they're only running the movies he's been in since 2015, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like this guy is in these movies. It's almost like some sort of race to do the most movies or something. I don't.
It is. He's kind of like the Jandek of film. He's just putting out as much as he can.
Yeah, I guess does he just say, send me 8 scripts?
I'll do 7.
I'll just do the next 7 scripts that cross my desk.
Yep.
I don't know. I mean,
as well as all the commercials that I can handle. But yeah. You know, work's work, right?
Work's work. Gotta eat.
Take what you can get.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Gotta grab it when you can, right?
Because
I always feel.
My love.
What
was
that?
Oh my God! My car is back.
Your car is back.
Did you hear that?
I did. I heard a car screech by.
Oh, my God. It's a Columbus Day miracle. Oh, my God. I feel just like Columbus did when he welcomed the Indians to America.
Uh-huh. When he, well, you have history completely backward. Even, I think you have it more than backwards on that.
Well, I was absent a lot. I had to croup real bad as a kid.
Well, I'm pretty sure. In fact, I'm positive Columbus was not in America welcoming Native Americans to America.
Well, like Billy Joel said, you may be right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sure, like Billy Joel said.
Oh, no.
What's that?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What's going on, Billy?
Lion must have gotten really hungry because he's got the thief's right arm in his mouth.
Oh, so you, wow. You're
just hanging out of his mouth.
Your lion has an actual right arm hanging out.
Yes.
That's horrible.
Well, you know, just like that old saying from the Civil War days goes, you steal a Lamborghini that might have a man-eater in the backseat, you pay the price.
That's a saying from the Civil War?
Yes, I'd be glad to say it again. You steal a Lamborghini that might have a man-eater in the backseat, you pay the price. I can just do the end of it for you again if you want.
Okay.
You pay the price.
It's very catchy. I can see why it was a saying that
it was
that resonated back then. But you
pure
know
resonance.
Yeah, you really saying or not or whatever. You really should call 911 because that guy. It sounds like he must be bleeding really badly.
Oh, sexist much? How do you know it wasn't a lady who stole my car and subsequently paid full arm price for such foolishness?
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I mean, you can... Was it a woman who stole your car?
Honestly, that I don't know.
Uh-huh. How do you not know that if the car just pulled up in front of you?
Yeah, the lion was driving. Why?
Well, your pet lion is driving your Lamborghini.
Did I stutter?
No, you did not stutter.
All right. Yeah. Well, look, I got to get back in the car before someone sees how utterly unremarkable I am as a human, okay?
Okay, that sounds fair, actually. I understand that completely.
Great. Well, I had a decent time talking to you.
Oh,
yeah. Listen to that power. Yes! Can you feel it?
I can hear it, yeah.
Can you feel the power?
Sure, yeah, I can feel the power.
Okay, well, I'm going to head out.
Okay. And you're playing the Fast Times soundtrack. Yeah, you're playing the part. Okay. Hello? Oh, he's gone. Yeah. That guy. I tell you. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best. Much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, of course, John Worster. Who else? Marcia Neumeier, and you, the Best Show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net and support the Best Show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.